It is 5:15 p.m. on Monday, October 9th, 2017. We'll call the Alloway Board of Appeals meeting to order. We'll start with roll call. Clerk?
Here.
Matusik?
Here.
Kornowski is here. Strong?
Gary? Here.
Kaplan?
Here.
Okay, great. Move on to item number two, election of chairperson. Can you remind me, Trevor, maybe Dedekin, what's the term on that?
We serve two terms.
Two terms. When's the last time we did one? Was
I'm going to borrow that sheet. One second.
It must have been...
You were elected in 2016.
Was it? It must have been maybe a year ago. Wow. Last time we met was February, so I guess it's a long time before we all meet.
Right.
And you have not...
Did you say it's a two-year term?
He can serve a two-year term, or someone can.
So you've been on 1 year?
He's been on 1 year.
Yeah.
So you're not getting out of it, so I nominate Wes.
Second the nomination.
Okay. There you go. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Carries. I'll continue my sentence. All right. Great. Item number three, approval of minutes from February 13th, 2017.
I move their approval.
Second.
There's a motion. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Minutes carry. Item number four, petition of Advancement Development LLC, P.O. Box 12206, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54307, requesting a 7-foot rear yard variance to allow for a deck on proposed new house at 1609 Rustic Oaks Court, parcel AL-1943-M-3. So I think we've had a chance to look at the plans, and I know some of us have visited the site to take a look at it. And as we all understand, it is right now a vacant lot, and these are construction drawings that we have in front of us for the proposed house. And what they're requesting is approximately 7 feet further into the setback than what would be allowed for a deck. And I can only assume that deck would be like a wood deck off the back of the house, a typical wood deck. There's nothing special that's called out. And anything that's been explained to us.
It would be maintenance free, by the way.
Okay. And you're the petitioner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you'd like to maybe step up to the microphone and give us some further details on it, that'd be great. And just state your name and address.
Yes, good evening. My name is John Shaline, P.O. Box 12206. I'm the petitioner and the current owner of the lot, and would be the developer and builder of the lot. Sounds like maybe you've got a copy of the survey and all that, so you've had a chance to look at it.
We got this section.
All we have is a site plan.
Yes, flat net? Okay. Yep. With that said, we're trying to put a 12 by 20 foot deck. I think it would be maintenance free. I think that would be a place to do a maintenance free type deck, which would be your plastics or whatever you want to call it, rather than cedar or wood. With that said, the reason for that deck is, if you look at the house plan, there's a patio door going out of the dining room or dinette area, and there's a master bedroom right next to it. So it comes out both, has accessibility both out of the master bedroom and out of the dining room. So you go out there and set in the mornings and stuff like that, and go over to the kitchen, get your coffee, whatever you want to do, those types of things. And in all honesty, that lot, when you look at the side yards, and in the pitch and the slope, it's not very conducive to getting around to the back of the house. So there's no intention to put a patio in out there. I think the way to do some outside living for that house would be with this deck, and that's probably about the only way. Otherwise, it'll all be in the front yard. And so I'd like to see some activity being able to be done off of the kitchen dining area, if you want to do steaks, cookouts, stuff like that, which would be taking it through the house, rather than going all the way around to a patio down below. With that said, your local ordinance requires a 20% of the side yard requirement minimum of, in this case it would be 22 feet, and we only have a 20, I'm sorry, we only have a 25-foot rear yard at all. So it's not really the house that we're encroaching with, it's really the deck is what's encroaching. And so a patio, I don't know if you're aware of it, but a patio, if I had done a concrete patio or something, would be allowable, or the deck, because it's attached to the structure, is not allowable. That's what I understand the code. So that's kind of the story behind it, the reasoning behind it. The home is between two existing homes. The one home on the west, so it'd be the south. The occupant there passed away recently, and the family is in the process of marketing and selling that home. I've talked to one of the sons there. Didn't indicate any kind of concern or be concerned or have a problem with what we're doing. And the resident on the north side, Paul and Linda, I believe their names are, I mentioned it to him and said we were having a hearing, we're going to request this petition. And I said, you have a problem? And they indicated they have no problem with it. They have a short backyard also with a deck and stuff like that. So that's kind of my story or the case of the situation. If you got questions, if you have to try to answer them.
Yeah, with this petition, Trevor, just remind me, did we send a mailer out to property owners around this site? Okay, so that happened. All the mailings went out. We got certified copies back that they received. And there's no one here from the neighborhood, just for the record.
They're not sent certified, but okay. They're mailed to 200 feet around the property, and none of them came back.
Nothing came back?
Nothing came back. Okay.
I have some questions. I just, on here, I go by that lot, and that rearmost stake, is that the stake of the patio or of the house?
The rearmost stake would be the house. They didn't stake the patio, and then the lot line goes all the way back to the fence.
Yeah, and it appears that there's a proposed 40-foot setback in the street as opposed to the required 30. Is that correct?
No, the house is staked at 30 feet back from the lot line.
Oh, there?
In the front, yes, sir.
Okay. And I don't know if any of the other members looked at the site, but it looks to me like both the house in north and south are already in violation, and Trevor says they just can't find a record. There was an appeal granted. And I know for sure that the deck to the north, that's got to be very similar to what you're proposing.
It is close, yeah.
And almost the one to the south.
The one to the south has no deck there at all. It's just
actually the house itself was way back.
Oh yeah, I mean there's only 20 feet between the house or I don't know. I didn't measure it, but it's close back there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a side patio, a side sidewalk that comes around and goes down to a patio area there, but. I think that I have never met the occupant, but I think with the age and everything else, they probably didn't use it a lot.
Yeah, under the surface, I have no in my head objects. They see what already exists there, and I had some concern about whether if we were to grant it, whether it's fully conforms to our ordinance and. But the information that was given, where? Somewhere here. I'm satisfied that it would come under the.
It's not a matter of being satisfied.
1B, where it is not a financial hardship, it's a peculiar hardship because of the nature of the lot that was, what, 110 feet deep, only?
It's 110 feet deep, and then it's only 75 feet wide.
Yeah.
Does the back door of the bedroom and the kitchen, does that go out on ground level, or is the patio going?
The home is elevated 4 feet above, so it has what we would call lookout windows. And if you look at the lower level, the anticipation would be for another third bedroom down and another bathroom down and a rec room down.
So the deck would be 4 feet off the ground?
It would be 4 feet off of the ground, and then I would put something underneath it that wouldn't allow weeds. I don't know, probably stone or something like that. It's just storage area is all it's going to be. Kind of like the neighbors do on both sides.
Have you talked to the owner behind you?
I had a conversation with the owner behind me. He has some fairly large trees there. The one closest to the fence had several branches that were overhanging onto this lot here, which would have actually been touching the house if you kept them there. I've already gone in there. He gave me permission to come in, trim those branches off. It's an oak tree, so the guy...
A very large one.
Yes. And the guy that does my tree work said, don't cut that until October. So he went in, trimmed them off in case we got started on the house, but he'd have to come back and drop that last 15 inches, 20 inches, he said, because of October's when you want to do that.
And you're going to live there yourself?
Yes.
But the owner behind you did not have any objection?
No, seemed very friendly, had no problem. A couple of kids, we got along well. They had no problem with me going in and doing what we did in that. We're certainly going to put a live buffer there. I don't think I'm going to put a fence there. I think a live arbor trees or something like that. Arborvitae's much like the one on the other side of me has there, where it's just we let it grow up and become green. Otherwise, when you get higher, it wouldn't be that objectionable. And the house is a fairly deep lot behind us, so you're not going to see a lot of that house there.
As I recall, there are deed restrictions on that lot that it has to be brick or something like that.
Yeah, that subdivision is relatively new. It's only about 12, 15 years old, and I think it was kind of grandfathered into the neighborhood. That's why they allowed the 75 feet instead of a wider dimension. And then they do have a deed restriction where the exterior has to be all brick and or stone or a combination of both. There's no wood, there's no vinyl, no siding allowed,
The reason I know that, I inquired about that lot a number of years ago. When I found out, I like brick, but it would cost me close to $20,000 more.
Yeah, it's not an inexpensive way to go. It's much longer lasting, but
sure. It's
a major investment up front. Yeah. It's a two-bedroom floor plan with two master suites on the first floor. I don't even know if they sent you a copy of the floor plan, but... Yeah. It's kind of designed for that neighborhood where I envision someone that's an empty nester kind of a thing that's not got a lot of bedrooms.
Trevor, do you have any recommendations?
I guess exactly what Mr. Schwein said. Speaking with the building inspector, a patio would be allowed. But because this is attached to the structure, corner of code, it's not allowed. There was comment about the property to the north and south. Those homes were built within the last 10 years, and we don't have any record going back 10 years of any variances for those properties. Not exactly sure on the setbacks for those properties, though.
Yeah, that property to the north sure looks like it's within.
He goes right to the fence, doesn't he?
It looks like it's close. But
yeah.
This is like a stone wall or patio or walkway.
Uh huh.
This is a porch area.
Yeah.
Attached porch. All I can say is, I don't have any record on that. There's a different building inspector at that time, so.
In my opinion, it appears that what he's proposing to do is in conformance with maybe not the letter of the law of the zoning ordinance, but at least the intent of maintaining some conformity without making everything alike. The setback is a similar, the size of the home is similar, it all ties together, so it's not something unusual or different. In my mind, it conforms under that grand standard of 1B, of being unique And unless anybody has any objection, I would make a motion to grant the petition.
Yeah, so if you put the house back that far, you've only got 27 feet left, it looks like, right? Between you
That's
and the...
That's correct,
okay.
Yeah.
And the reason for putting it back that far was because of the slope of the property in front? Or
no,
is there a setback
we set at 30 feet, which is a required setback requirement.
Okay.
We have, you can see there, he called out 30-foot dimension on the driveway. That's a three-car garage, but what you see there is what they call a tracking pad.
Yeah, okay.
So when the driveway is poured, it'll flare. And then the other point is with that 20%, 22-foot would be the required.
Yeah.
The house is actually 25 feet for the house.
Oh.
Yeah, the house is 25 feet. It's just the deck that encroaches.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the deck is 12 and then you have 15 beyond that, that's 27 total. You only have 27 feet to start with.
That's correct.
If you put any deck on, you're going to be too close. Okay.
There is a motion. However, I kind of wanted to go through this three statutory variance standards.
Yeah.
What I had from Clarence so far is strict conformity is not in keeping with the rest of the neighborhood.
That it is.
Is in keeping, yeah. Is strict conformity would not be in keeping. So if you had to conform to the ordinance, it would not be in keeping. Unique property limitations, the lot dimensions, the depth of the yard, makes a deck, any construction back there encroaching. So, and that typically would not be the case on this size of a house in a normal size lot. Protection of the public interest. There's no detrimental effect to the public interest that I can see, unless anybody has any other...
Well, I think we went as far as we asked, too, right? We've asked, and you've asked, if anyone had objections.
Right.
The objection would be to just the placement of the deck. It's not encroaching on any shoreline or impeding water flow or anything. It's really just, do you mind that this is closer than it should be?
Right.
Right? Okay.
One final question, Kirsten. This is strictly an open deck, not with anything above or awning or what... What are they called?
It would be an open deck with probably a patio table with maybe an awning on the patio table.
Yeah, okay.
This is an east exposure, so the afternoon sun would be on the opposite side of the home. I don't think there's going to be a lot of direct sunlight in there when you're going to be using it. You know, it'd be nice watching the sun come up.
I think it's about roof. Almost have railings. Yeah. It would have railings, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not planning on putting any steps down either. It's just going to be a rectangular deck. With a railing.
Okay.
And just to and from the house, okay.
And usable only from the house. You won't be able to go down to the lot or come up from the lot or anything. I think I heard you talking before, but I got an 8-foot side yard and a 6-foot side yard, which, and they slope down.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't make them very desirable for grilling or anything like that or carrying anything around. It's going to be a neat trick, just mowing it, that type of thing.
Well, you won't have much grass left to mow when you're done with this.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
My attitude is I don't want
to. Something that's occurred to me, not directly involved with this board. How high is that house?
The house itself,
1,800 square feet.
Yeah, but the width.
Well, it's got six on one side.
I got a dimension plan here. I can look and tell you for sure.
75 minus 14.
But I think 14. The house itself, it's
61 feet wide.
Right, but that's including the third stall garage, so if you back off 6 feet of that.
Oh, I got you.
Yep. The garage kicks out six more feet there past the house.
Oh, God.
Because of the third car. I've got a drawing here of the floor plan if you don't have one.
I don't have it, but I think my... trying to be difficult, but it appears to me if that's the correct dimension, then you're going to have to come back to this board again because that's my recollection is that the zoning code requires 20-foot side yard if the house is over 60 feet wide.
Right. No, you're correct in how the building inspector and I interpreted that is because the garage overhangs slightly, we're measuring just the width of the house by itself.
Is that defined in the zoning code?
It's not exactly
interpretive.
Clear. Yeah. Because you're right. If it's over 60 feet, you need 10 feet on each side.
Okay. But your assessment of both the garages is not, so that's fine.
Right.
Okay.
I guess I don't have any objection to the house or the proposed but I disagree with your interpretation.
Okay. So again, we have the unnecessary hardship, strict conformity is not in keeping with the rest of the neighborhood. Lot dimension, depth of yard, mix of deck encroach, given lot size, and reasonable home construction. Protection of public interest, no objections from neighbors. So there's a motion.
Just to make sure it's out there, I'll second the motion. I'm
okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, petition is approved.
Thank you very much. If you have any other questions, just let me know.
All right. Item number five, any announcements from anybody? No? Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Matt.
Yes.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll move on to item number six. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make such a motion.
Is there a second?
Since a motion and adjourn is always in order.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
All right. Perfect. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.